The welfare of refugees in Nauru is once again in question after another attack against a young man over the weekend. The act of violence comes after the circulation of a threatening letter last week. It was from the Youth Republic of Nauru and issued an ultimatum for refugees, telling them to go away or get ready for the bad things waiting ahead. With this threat on their minds, refugees fear attacks like the one yesterday could be repeated. Nina Copel reports.
We have no future for anyone here. We are the lost generation. We lost everything we had. We are just stuck in the middle of the ocean. We want freedom. We want to be human beings.
Those were the words of a child living in Nauru, read by asylum seeker advocate Shane Bazzi. They were sent in a message to Shane by one of the refugees he keeps in contact with. These contacts were made through a friend who was seeking asylum in Australia but is now back in Iran. It is these connections that have allowed Shane to gain rare insight into the fear that is emerging in light of recent events in Nauru.
From the people that I've spoken with, they are quite fearful of the local Nauruans. Lots of them have seen their friends and family members being attacked just by innocently walking along the street. Locals are coming up and randomly attacking them, bidding on them, or physically getting into altercations, bashing them, and then just riding away or driving away and leaving them on the side of the street.
For the small group of angry Nauruans speaking out against refugees, there are a few concerns. One is that refugees are taking the already limited supply of available jobs. Another is that they were stealing the attention of Nauruan girls. The result, however, is a growing sense of fear, and it is hitting children the hardest.
I've been speaking with a teenager, and he actually hasn't been to school for the last 4 or 5 weeks because of the recent attacks, and he's quite fearful for his safety, not only him, but a lot of the other refugee children who have been resettled on Nauru have also not been to school for the last 4 or 5 weeks. They're worried that at school there's no one to protect them. They report that they haven't been getting help from Save the Children, an organisation which works on the island. And also the Australian government, the Department of Immigration, has basically washed their hands of them.
As fear grows about the most recent attacks, advocates in Australia continue to express concern about growing trends of violence in Nauru. The Nauruan government fluctuates in the way it discusses its responsibility for asylum seekers in detention. For those living in the community, however, they have a more permanent view.
The Nauruan government takes no overall responsibility. It said that it will not permanently resettle people. It is begrudgingly given approval for the people to live in the community, although there's been a couple of programs that it's tried to implement. But in terms of responsibility for the safety of the people who are now in the community, there's none at all. The police have not responded to the calls that are made by themselves. We know that Save the Children has approached the Nauruan government and the Immigration Department about the man who's been blinded, with no response so far. It's one of the reasons we're very concerned.
Of particular concern for Ian Rindle, spokesperson for the Refugee Action Coalition, is a case of Mirzad, who was attacked on the 1st of November. He was hit in the head with a rock and has been suffering loss of vision ever since. He is now believed to have lost 60% of the vision in his left eye.
Message should be, and it should be immediately brought to Australia so he can get whatever medical treatment he needs. Wider than that, as we've said so many times, it is very clear, that it is unsafe, for refugees on Nauru. The detention centre has been condemned roundly for any number of reasons: the water, the hygiene, the lack of sanitary conditions, the arbitrary detention that's associated with it, the lack of processing, the length of time. Nauru shows has refused to actually provide any kind of permanent resettlement. It is simply not an...
Ian Rintel, ending that report by Nina Copel.